Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Sarah and I'm a missionary here at Damascus, where we're working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today, we're going to be reflecting on and reading from the book of John. And in this reading, I'm sure you guys are familiar with it, we're going to be talking about the Eucharist and Jesus' institution of the Eucharist to his disciples. The Jews quarreled among themselves, saying, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" Jesus said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Whoever eats of my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in him. Just as the living Father sent me, and I have life because of the Father, so also the one who feeds on me will have life because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Unlike your ancestors who ate and still died, whoever eats this bread will live forever." These things he said while he was teaching in the synagogues in Capernaum. Beautiful. Okay, so we see a really familiar reading here, and we're hearing Jesus talk about the Eucharist and how he is true food and his blood is true drink, and that when we eat of his bread, his life will flow in us. So I just felt really called to actually just share a bit of my testimony and hopefully encourage like faith to rise through testimony. So I hope it's okay with you guys. Dive in. Like, we're going to go into the testimony of Sarah. So when I was in high school, I really was just living a life without the Lord, a very plain life without him. And I went to Mass on Sundays with my family, you know, did the thing that I was supposed to do that I was raised doing, but really had never encountered Jesus or thought of him as something important in my life. And one day I went to a Saturday evening Mass and encountered the Lord. They read the readings that day. It was in Advent, and they read, "A voice cries in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be filled and lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low, and uneven ground shall become level, and the rough plains made plain, and the glory of God shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. And the mouth of the Lord has spoken." And those readings were proclaimed, and so much faith happened in my heart in one moment. And the Holy Spirit flooded into the bit of openness that I had and just brought me to true belief in Jesus. And as you know, gospel comes before receiving the Eucharist. And that day, I just had such a revelation of love of who God was and how he pursued me and how I was called to make a way for him. And that day, my prayer before receiving the Eucharist was like, "Jesus, help me to believe that this is you. Like, I know that you're real. Will you show me that you're real in this too?" And so that day I made a prayer and I asked the Lord, "Okay, when I receive the Eucharist today, will I be changed?" And so I received that day and just had a crazy, beautiful experience with the Lord and just fell in love with him for the first time and left Mass that day a different person, truly changed, encountered by God. And went to school the next day as a high school senior and was just had no idea what I was talking about, but was filled with so much grace from receiving Jesus in the Eucharist and believing that I just like all of a sudden became like one for him. And I was just trying to win my school for him and win my friends for him. I had no idea who, I barely knew who he was, but the Eucharist changed me. And it filled me with this wisdom and knowledge that I didn't have before to share the gospel, to share the good news of Jesus, to share with my friends how real he is and how beautiful he is and how much he loves them. And I think sometimes it's so normal for us, like we are so used to the Mass and like the idea of the Eucharist and going up to receive, it becomes such emotion for us. But I think a challenge that I have for you, the next time that you go to Mass, look at Jesus in the Eucharist and say, like, say his name. Just say, "Jesus, Jesus." Because if we truly looked at the bread and wine that we receive at Mass and saw the man of Jesus, things would change in our lives. If we truly believed that what we received was Jesus himself, body, blood, soul, and divinity, things would change. We would see amazing things happen. It says in this reading, it says, just as the living Father sent me and I have life because of the Father, so also the one who feeds on me will have life because of me. He desires life for us, friends. And that is what we receive when we receive him in the Eucharist. So I challenge you, encourage you, look at the Eucharist in a new light. Give it a new perspective. Take it to prayer. Jesus, who are you to me in the Eucharist? And are you there? Just ask questions and he'll be with you. All right, again, the scripture has been John 6. And again, my name is Sarah Noltner. And to learn more about Damascus and the programs offered here, please visit us at damascus.net.